I hit record. Oh. Let me turn that down. 2020.
2020. Welcome, our listener, to this new year. We are going to focus, however, on the last year. This episode will be excreted out of the backside of 2019.
Ain't that special?
Yeah. Well, people ask us, why the hell do you do this? You don't even have any listeners. I say, we do this just because it makes us laugh. We do this just because we like to spend time with each other, and this is a good excuse to do so. We do this just because.
We do this just to steal from Royksopp. Welcome to 2020, Joe. It's 16 days old this year.
Yeah.
This year's not legal if days were years. But this year's as old as I was the first time it was intimated that someday somebody would probably make a man out of me. And then a little while later, she did. And I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about taxes. She charged me tax for my newspaper route. It was, adulthood sucks. Anyway.
That was your first moment as an adult?
Yeah, I was 16. Today's the 16th, isn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
I was 16. I had a paper route, and this woman called me up. She said, you got to pay taxes on that income, Jack. I was like, my name's not Jack. She's like, don't sass me, Bud. I said, my name's not Bud. She's
like, for some reason, I envision 8-year-olds with paper routes, but that's not realistic. That's just cartoonish. I know everything. All I know about paper routes is from like Paperboy on the Nintendo. And for some reason, I thought that guy was 8 years old. He's probably 28.
I'm just intrigued by the tax collector hassling the 16-year-old Paperboy. Did you happen to leave your tax payment in a paper sack at an intersection?
I should have.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I should introduce everybody.
Introduce everybody, Joe.
Really quick. Really quick. This is going to be the year-end episode, except we're super late. We did it on time the last 2 years, but third year, it's late. So instead of the year-end, I'm going to call it the rear-end episode. We will start the year off fixing our gaze on the past.
Yeah.
We will not look forward. We will look behind us.
This is our yearly justified self-indulgence. This is what we do once a year. We listen to stuff we've done and we delight in our own creativity or lack of creativity and just make people, we tell them you have to giggle at what we did. Look at us. It's just, that's all it is. It's narcissism times two.
It's the closest we get to pretending that we have an audience. Trap our friends and family in this space for 1 hour to be subjected to what we think is the most outstanding of our material of the year. And by the way, we will be voting. We've got the JBCC here, the PM crew, because we're going to have an AM crew in part two. The Just Because It's Committee, they'll be voting on different categories. We will be trying to determine what is the most outstanding of our different comedy bits and such.
Now, I know you're going to introduce everybody, Joe, but did we 1 year come up with a name? Because there's the Oscars and the Golden Globes and the Grammys. Did we come up with like the Jerkies or something, the JBs? What, I mean, do these awards have a name?
No, we didn't. I mean, go for it.
I don't know why they call it the Oscars. I mean, we could just come up with a crazy ass name, like call this the boobies.
Well, maybe you'll be happy to hear this. There is an award here. Actually, we're going to do it on the next show in part two. But I do have an award called the Oliver Titsoff Award.
We'll call these the Ollies then. Oh, I don't know. Never mind. Maybe. Let's call these. You know what? Anyway. We're going to call these the Shaggies. And why don't you introduce Shags?
The Shaggies. Well, look, though, I want everybody to know before I introduce you, we're looking for outstanding here. That doesn't mean we're looking for high quality. Outstanding. And you can define that however you like. Like, it doesn't mean that it's good, though. If somebody's sitting naked, covered in blood in church, they're not the best person in that church, but they're clearly outstanding. Yeah, just as an example.
Or if a farmer is amongst his corn, he is outstanding in his field.
Oh! Well, since we've already heard his voice, I'd like to introduce a regular on the show, the white chocolate fog, Ryan. Ryan, say hi.
Hello, everyone.
All right. And sitting right next to me, we have the mayor of Timothea. He's a Timmy at law, Timbe. He's a hell of a drummer. Say hi, Timbe.
How do you do?
And, of course, I'm Joe Neal. This is my brother from another mother of the same grandmother, Jason Mark. And we have Fun Time Shags on the line. Say hi, Shags.
Hi, guys.
All right. Last but not least, we have Danger Lee Daniels, my uncle, Jason's dad.
There he is.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. You know what, Joe? I've already talked too much. We're well into this. We're at the 30-minute mark, so maybe we should get rolling with these. I'm kidding. We're not
quite
there
yet. That happens, though, sometimes. We better watch it. Let's jump into the categories, shall we?
Let's do this.
This first category will be the most outstanding Larco ad of the year.
Maybe we should just, as an introduction to anybody who's listening for the first time, Larco is one of our sponsors. They haven't been sponsoring us much lately, but back in 2019, they sponsored us a handful of times. So we've gathered up the ads that they sent to us, and we're going to vote on the one that the committee likes the best. So here is Rum Rojo.
Back in 1956, Harry Belafonte told us about how he had to work all night on a drink of rum. That might seem far-fetched nowadays, but it all depends on what kind of work you gotta do. Or what kind of rum. Introducing Rum Rojo from Larco. Nighttime is the best time for rum, and it's the best time for the kind of work you need to do. No matter if it's for love, or money, or revenge, or just because you're a sick, twisted bastard who gets off on that kind of thing. With Rum Rojo, you'll be able to, as the philosopher says, get her done. And I do mean done. Done for good. Rum Rojo comes in three flavors. Red, blood red, and sick, twisted bastard blood red. Add a bottle of Rum Rojo to your toolbox along with your knife, your gun, your rope, your poison, or an ironic use of a sharpened fragment from a broken world's best dad mug. So put on your clown makeup, take a shot of Rum Rojo, and go do God's work. Or the devil's. Or whatever, you sick, twisted bastard. They won't know what hit them, unless you want them to. Rum Rojo. Don't say it backwards. It don't make no sense.
Larco. You ever try that Rum Rojo, Joe?
Never tried the Rum Rojo.
Mm-hmm. I tried drinking it backwards once. Hurt my ass. Anyway. So, there you go, folks. Larco. Now, are we mixing this all up, or are we just going to go straight through? Here's the Larco's done. Here's the thing. Done. Here's the deal. Done. How's the show work?
Yeah, we're going to go through all the Larcos, and then everybody can vote on their Larco, and then we'll move on to the next.
Okay, category. So that was the shortest one, so let's do the next one. What's next?
Viagarita.
Here we go.
You work hard and you play hard, but you won't stay hard if you drink too hard. But don't worry, Caballero, Larco is here to make sure the ram in your ramrod stays as stiff as the pole your fantasy mamacita dances the fandango on. Introducing our latest libation, the Viagarita. Quality tequila and actual limes blended with 11 herbs and spices to help make sure your Johnson gets the job done, eho. Grab yourself a pitcher of Larco's Viagarita and watch her or his eyes light up when the dance in your pants starts a turgid tarantella of romance. Greek restaurateurs turned adult film producers Calliope and Daphne Cox on top of us always keep a few barrels of Larco's Viagaritas on set, and that's how they're able to film their latest skin flick, Porno for Gyros, in just 3 hours. James Zigadaro of Little Rock, Arkansas, once drank a quart of Larco's Viagaritas and not only pleasured his wife for hours on end, he also pleasured the neighbor's wife, her dog, two trees in her front yard, and three of the four seat cushions on the back of a Little Rock patrol car before he was tased back to full floppiness. In fact, Larco's Viagarita worked so well, we're being sued for child support in 15 states. So what are you waiting for? Marco's Viagrita is available in bottles, buckets, cans, carafes, hodls, jars, urns, and piñatas. It comes in traditional strawberry, honeydew, honeydew-me, honey-do-re-me, honey-don't-rate-me, look how horny you made me, and of course, peach. On delay, pues, muchacho, chug yourself a few Cadillacs of Larco's Viagrita. Do the stinko flamenco with your pinko, amigo, toda la noche. Ay, ay, ay.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I left in that clip that you had cracked yourself up and then me shortly after.
I was obviously drunk when I read that one for...
Actually, I didn't. Right before you read it, you said that Larco instructed you to read it as if you were drunk.
Oh, is that what I did?
You had maybe had a couple of drinks, but I think you tried to ham it up a little bit. You did sound nice and drunk there, though.
I did. I felt it. All right, good. That's number two. Viagritas. Okay, what's next? Caballero?
We've got Novel Grazers.
Here we go.
The company that meets your needs. Behold Larco's lofty deeds. Bow down, bitches, get on your knees and buy some shit from Larco.
Imagine this nightmare scenario. You and your significant other, which in this case is a woman, although Larco respects all genders and sexualities, and in fact, we are more than happy to sell products to some of the more esoteric identities, and if you want proof, just take a look at our vibrating tree knot with moan-activated squirting sriracha. But I digress. Where was I? Oh, yeah, nightmares. You and your SO are at the mall, having a wonderful time. You bought an ironic poster of Farrah Fawcett in bathing suit at Spencer's Gifts. You debated the ethics of eating at Chick-fil-A while eating at Chick-fil-A. And for a while, you sat on a bench watching single men walk into Cinnabon and diagnosed their mental illnesses based on how much they don't smile when they place their orders. Good old American fun. But then your SO says she wants to browse the lingerie shop, and she doesn't want you to come with her because she wants to, quote-unquote, surprise you later. And when she sees the worried look on your face, she assures you that surprise this time doesn't mean that thing she did to you the last time you were in bed together with the Johnny Mathis CD and the cucumber. So off she goes, and you're left to your own devices. What do you do? You spy a Barnes & Noble, and since you've always been one to enjoy the satisfaction of shitting all over mom-and-pop businesses like independent bookstores, you walk in for a look around. Sure enough, right away, you see a book you might like to read, so you decide to buy it. And then, uh-oh, you see another book you'd like to read. You grab that one, too. Then another. You don't have time to read all these books. You can't even afford all these books. What are you going to do? But wait, what about Larco? There's always hope when there's Larco. Here's what they did. They scooped up a couple hundred thousand unused Google Glass devices. They borrowed a few algorithms from a guy they know who works at Area 51. And they came up with Novel Grazers. Here's how they work. Put on a pair of the Novel Grazers, pick up a book, and look at it. The Novel Grazers will scan the cover, download the book's contents, and upload the content through your eyeballs right into your brain instantly. And then you can do it again with the next book. And then the next. By the time your SO is done spending $50 on a thong so thin that it would be invisible if it were worn by anyone who wasn't severely anorexic, you'll know more plots and characters and settings than if Tolstoy took LSD and wrote for the TV show Lost. Now hang on, you say. Wouldn't that kind of data dump straight into your brain cause seizures? Yes, it would. Which is why, with every Novel Grazers purchase, Larco will give you a $300 voucher towards the purchase of a corpus callosotomy, which is a surgical procedure that involves severing the commissural fibers that separate the two halves of your brain. No more seizures. Larco's Novel Grazers come in a variety of shapes and colors, and can even be fitted with prescription lenses. So what are you waiting for? Pick up a pair of Larco Novel Grazers and hold your own at cocktail parties and barbecues where people won't shut the fuck up about the latest Liane Moriarty novel. Larco's Novel Grazers. Books are grass, and your brain is a cow. Buy a pair today!
Buy some shit from Larco.
Novel Grazers. I gotta tell you, that's the only Larco that had the jingle before and after before we dropped it.
I like the jingle.
We got one more. Jason, are you there?
Man, I put myself on mute because I opened a beer and I've been talking.
I thought you had a breakdown. I was like, what the fuck? He disappeared.
No. I was saying stuff like, if people vote for that Larko clip because of your intro and outro, that'd be fine with me. And then I said, this is like a real word show because it's going on really long and it's already boring. So let's do the last Larko. It's called the Hannibal Lectures.
Ready to up your game? Larko is proud to present the Hannibal Lectures. This 15 DVD set features 45 of Dr. Hannibal Lecter's most dazzling speeches, monologues, presentations, and TED Talks. This much ballyhooed and critically acclaimed collection will guide you as you develop physically, emotionally, mentally, and gastroenterologically into the brilliant sociopath you've always wanted to be. Unless you're going to eat your victim while he is still alive, which I highly recommend, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. The next step, of course, is to kill him. But Dr. Lecter, sir, you may ask, do I simply slaughter him, or should I torture and terrify him first? Well, if you have to ask such questions, I don't think you'll have the stomach for this. These lectures feature Dr. Lecter speaking on such important topics as how psychiatrists choose a victim from their client base, developing a sense of smell so that people will be both impressed and creeped the fuck out, how to grow your own fava beans, which Chiantis pair best with each of the major organs, how to sharpen a scalpel for peeling someone's face off to use as a mask, and so much more. They will call you evil because you will use your power to terrify and cause immense pain. But you are no mere psychopath. You do not create terror and dismember people merely for its own sake, no. You will terrify and torture because fear and pain are the only ways to season the meat. Ketchup will not do. Whether you're a well-established serial killer or just a little cannibal curious, the Hannibal Lectures has something for everyone. This 15 DVD set comes in a beautiful lacquered box, lined with human skin, and bearing a certificate of authenticity from the Franklin Mint. Order your copy of the Hannibal Lectures today. I'd like to close tonight with a little poem I wrote for a parole board that was adjudicating my release. Look at the person to your left. Now, look to the right. Of the three of you, one I'll be having for dinner tonight. I'm Dr. Hannibal Lecter. Thank you.
Larko's.
So,
all right.
So how do you do the voting now? Do people just start talking? I think that'd be great if people didn't hear me for a while. Start talking.
Oh, I like the Larko's. Well, I don't know. Who wants to begin? All you got to do is pick your most outstanding Larko, and then we'll see which one rises to the top.
I'll go first.
Go, Shags, go.
No, you go.
Our age before beauty. Well,
exactly.
Oh, I got that nailed. Okay, I'm going to cast my vote for the Viagra Rita.
Okay.
For personal reasons.
All right.
I think it was. They were all brilliant, but it was just a little more brilliant.
It spoke to you. Okay, cool. Jags, what's your opinion?
I second that notion because dancing the Fandango sounds so much fun. But like, is it? But at the same time, like, I'm a little bit offended because I think you disrespected euros. But
euros?
Yeah.
Like the money.
You disrespected euros, but I mean, in the same breath, I want a peach one right now.
Okay,
like that's all I took from it. I wanted a peach Viagra-rita.
All right,
but you don't have erectile dysfunction, do you? Shaz?
How do you know? You know what? You can't judge people.
Yeah, don't.
That's true. I'm making assumptions here. Let's move on to Ryan. What do you think, Ryan?
I actually also say Viagra-rita. I mean, the cadence, and the jokes just rolled, so it was nice.
All right, cool. So, Timbe, you're the tiebreaker.
I like the Viagra Rita.
Holy shit, it's unanimous.
All right, so let's hear it again. No, I'm kidding. All right. Viagaritas.
I really liked Novel Grazers, but it is almost a total chapter. So,
yeah, no. It is. I'm glad you didn't, from the nominations list, pick the one that's over 5 minutes long. It's a reading from a book, Love and Aprons, by the Larco Romance. I can't remember.
I almost did, but
it's just long.
I'm a fan of your writing, so
I appreciate that. Thank
you. It's like listening to an audiobook.
It is, except for you didn't pay for it and you got your money's worth. So what's next, Joe Host?
Well, what I've done is, anybody that's listened to the show regularly knows that at the end of the show, there is a scream at the end that is kind of cultivated from the random content of the show. And so we did like 52 episodes this year, almost once a week, or maybe 53 episodes.
Something like that.
So that's a lot. It's a lot of screams. And I made a montage of all the screams in order. And so here's what we'll do. We're not going to vote on the screams, but I put everybody on a text thread. And as you hear the screams, if one of them sticks out to you, outstanding, that is, then text it on that thread. At the end of this show, I'm hoping that Jason will Frankenstein the favorite screams together into a new scream, which I will scream at the end of this episode.
So if, like, you hear Joe scream something like, monkey taint, and you like, oh, I love monkey taints, then you text me, or text to the thing, text monkey taint, and add exclamation points that reflect your enthusiasm. Or maybe you'll hear something, that's like, I don't know, like you hear him say, what's something else maybe you'd say, like, glue stick up your nose, and you can text me that, and then I will Frankenstein together to be like, monkey stick up your glue or something, and it'll be funnier than that, I promise. Okay.
You're pretty close. There's a lot more, there's a lot more fuck words, but...
There's a lot more fuck words. Okay. That's an inside joke. Here we go.
Shat in the pants, shot in the face. JBC 100, motherfuckers! JBC 101!
Gallagher!
Die, motherfucker!
Die naturally! Dread Penis Roberts! I'm sorry! I'm trying to make a good show, but I'm weak! I'm fucking weak! You fuck! You rat! Fuck! Where were you? Where were you? Tony Danza with a glitter penis! Irish yell barf! Walking the dog! We got a rat! Blondie Jiggler! Jemaine! Throwing ropes on your grandpa! To your testicles! My friend's mom was a real whore! Chocolate birthday sheet cake!
I like killing!
Moida! Fart sandwich! Thick as my dick! Happy Father's Day! Star Trek boobs!
Lick a fart!
Dry gas hole! David Bowie!
God damn it, Jason. Stop it!
Hyperdimensional extra being!
Fuck you up the anus.
Good night.
You gonna shout something real quick and then I can't stop?
I can't think of one. You yell something. Oh. God damn it for once.
Tootsie Roll Nightmare! Fire hose rhino urine! I love you too, Jason! Fuck ass! Take it in the fuck you!
Let me check my to-do list. Item number one.
Fuck you!
Fucking your mom!
It's alive!
Nambla!
All right, you guys shout
Abu Gravy.
Ejaculate on your bazongas.
Nobody loves an
old swingy tit dog. Don't get tased on acid. Naked. Happy birthday, Jason. Bag and cock. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-a sock-a-to-me, rat-a-to-y. Shit, blood, and cum on my hands. Muscular hard-on. It's finally dead!
How?
Wow.
I just got a call from Geneva, which was weird. This convention they got, they said that if we gave an enemy combatant acid and then played them this, we would be violating their convention, because that was the trippiest fucking thing, Joe. Jesus. If you know what, from now weird, on, huh? From now on, when we advertise the show, we say, if you only listen to the last 10 seconds of the show, you're fine. That's it. That's all you need. The last 10 seconds of the show. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. Your mom is tanked, or whatever it is. I don't care. Just that's all you gotta do.
And you'll notice some of those were not screams. But something from the end of every show. And by the way, most of those where there weren't screams, we knew we were supposed to, but something either went wrong or we just flat out declined to do our job. So
that's right. Yeah. Okay, so I've got people's votes on my phone. Y'all can keep voting. I'm Frankensteining as we move into the next Gattaca.
Yes.
The fuck? Category. Jesus.
You got it.
Aye.
Well, I enlisted Shags's help for this next category, and it's a visual category, so it's going to be shagged for the seeing impaired.
God.
Yeah. And it should go pretty quickly. I mean, it's a visual category, so it's going to go pretty quickly, I think, for audio. And this is the best blemish of the year. Those are for every single episode, Jason makes a brand new, fresh, like, album cover for the episode.
Album
and they're
cover,
really weird. Yeah. I don't know. It's they look, some of them are very complex, and they're representative of the episode. So we call them blemishes because they're images mixed with blurbs in which he tries to reflect the content of the episode.
Yeah.
And so on the text, everybody got your blemishes, and I think, Shags, you're going to describe these for the listener. Am I right?
I hope so, guys. I hope so.
Yeah. So this is what we'll do. We all have the images, and Shags can describe them, and then we'll vote on the best blemish.
Okay. So I'm going to start with 111, the second coming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, testing of 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, guys, this is a motherfucking blurry old ass school tape recorded like circa 2001. Count Von Count from Sesame Street photo. And he's like a collar popping fly kind of guy. And instead of dicks, thank God, he has 1, 2, 3, 4 tacos flying into his face. And you know what? Hashtag count Tacola and hashtag Taco Bell.
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was a porn episode, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence the title.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
Is this what I was supposed? Okay. Is this what you wanted me to do?
This is perfect, Shags. Keep it up.
Okay, I think you're doing a great job.
I don't even know. I hope I got the message correctly, but yeah. Okay, I'm moving on.
No, Shags, so, you know what you could do? Whatever it is you do for a living falls through, you could do this for blind people. I actually know someone who works at the Library of Congress. Well, I'm not making this up.
That's what I took from it. So I'm trying to help our blind listener, just to feel what you're putting out.
Yeah, no, this is...
It's not that our listener is blind, but maybe they're just unwilling to see.
Maybe they are, you know what?
Well, I'm not joking. I do know someone who works at the Library of Congress. Her job is managing the conversion of books into audiobooks for the blind. It's literally her birthday today. I will call her and say, I have a person whose voice is perfect for describing magazine covers for blind people. They like pick up Us Weekly or People Monthly Douchebag Fortnightly or whatever, and she can describe.
That's my favorite magazine.
Fortnightly? Douchebag
Fortnightly.
I saw that at a Comic-Con booth last year, actually.
Okay, sorry. But yeah, I think this is great, Shaq, so keep her up. Keep going.
Okay, well, okay, just as long as I'm doing what you wanted. Okay, so 114, Montgomery Ward. Okay, so the background of this one looks like a church, and I'm going to call it the Latter-day Saints. And we have two statues. One is of the Archangel, Justin Timberlake himself, who happens to be holding a lightsaber pointed directly towards the second statue of what looks like a female nun, who has three apples placed on her head. Okay, so my guess is Archangel Timberlake is pissed because this hoe stole the apples. And guys, to me, this is what really went down between Adam and Eve. Or like Brittany and Justin, hashtag Cry Me a River.
That was great. That's exactly what I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
And by the way, Just Be Cousins, oftentimes the letters in Just Be Cousins have kind of like a secret image that they're kind of they're cut of.
Ooh, Easter
eggs. Yeah, they're like Easter eggs. Jason, do you know what's in the Just Be Cousins here? I can't figure it out.
Let me go look at it because I don't remember what I did. But
I tried and I couldn't.
It's probably something it's pornographic.
It's really colorful. The Just Be Cousins on this one is really busy.
I'm scrolling through our website till I find it. Where is it? Jesus, God, there's a lot here. There's the beaver face one. There's the chocolate one. That's Amy Adams' back. Let's see. Wow, we did a lot of episodes. There's a banana. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, what do you think? Justin Timberlake with a lightsaber.
Yeah, I don't remember what I put back there.
Oh, well, it'll remain a mystery. Okay. Shags. Well, let's move on to the next
one. All right. Okay, so episode 133. So, okay, at first glance, you see this one, and it seems nice. It seems normal. It seems serene. It's quiet. It's peaceful, mm-hmm. in fact. It's what looks like a bee approaching like this beautiful flower and just trying to get its grub on, whatever. But upon further inspection, it's a hybrid bee. It's a horrifying bee. And I can't fucking seem to figure out if its face is a squirrel, a beaver, or a woodchuck. I don't know. Okay. Oh, wait. Hold on. Okay. It also looks like the beaver has a huge ball sack.
I missed that.
It's what it looks like to me. Okay, so we know it's a boy, and just hashtag don't be scared. It's just a beaver.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's okay. The third one.
Again, you're doing a great job here, Shag.
Yeah, you are.
I'm glad I took direction well. Okay, so first of all, Joey, you texted me the wrong thing because you said episode 149 and then the photo you sent was for 150 tantra flopping. Anyway, I just wanted to call you out on that, but I'm prepared. So okay, I looked at it really quick, and so 150, it's looks like three Franken monkeys in the Matrix who have zero time for hearing your shit, looking at your shit, or smelling your shit. Hashtag Neo, hashtag Thug Life, hashtag Sushi Recipes.
Oh, I'm so happy that you actually said out loud three Franken monkeys in the Matrix. Thank you for that.
Well, that's what they are. I mean, that's what I want people to know what you're putting out there for the world, everyone. Like, these guys put a lot of work into this podcast, motherfuckers. You have to appreciate the shit.
I love how it's not hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
No, God, no.
Smell no evil. That's
right.
Franken monkey doesn't want to smell your shit.
Did you notice in the Matrix stuff, I put the episode numbers that the episode refers to, specifically 140, 139, and 150. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, that's in there. Also, the text I used to create the Matrix rain was the text of the of whatever I read out loud in the episode. I read something. I can't remember what it was.
My God. Yeah. I heard that it was like sushi, like recipes in the background of the actual Matrix. I don't know.
Could have been. Could have been.
In the actual Matrix? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a big fucking nerd then, apparently.
Oh, by the way, I do know what the background in the words on the Justin Bieber Lake having angelic sex with a nun and a lightsaber while she balances apples on her head image was.
Mm. Yeah.
It's Settlers of Catan. It's the game board from Settlers of Catan. Why? I don't fucking know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
That refers to a story I told on that episode about playing Catan with Brindy.
There we go.
Love you guys.
I suggested that we play Farkle, and she basically almost strangled me at the table.
That is no joke.
Clearly. So that's all four blemishes. Let's do a quick vote. Shags, would you like to begin? I know you read everything, but what's your favorite?
The Montgomery Ward. I mean, come on. You know. Ark Timberlake for me.
Ark Timberlake. The Ark Timberlake angel. He's the angel of going to get you naked by the end of this song. So that's yours. Okay.
Timbe in his vote. Timbe?
Beaver B.
How about you, Ryan?
I don't know. I think the lightsaber one is kind of fan servicing, so I'm going to go. I'm going to go with the B with the giant testicles and
Nice. All right, we got two Beaver Bees. How about you, Uncle Dan?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Hermaphro Beaver. I think that's. I don't know why. It just captured my imagination.
I love that. Well, that's clearly the winner. But see, I thought it was really cute, and Shags was just like, "I thought it was a bee, but it's a fucking horrifying beaver with a nutsack."
I think for that image, Joe, you said something to me on the show after show. I was like, "Yeah, I could put a beaver on a bee. Fuck yeah, I could do that." And then I just found a picture.
You did
that.
You did a great job.
I think you did. Well, it was easy. It was just like two images, boom, done. And I'm pretty sure that ball sack is actually pollen, and because you know all bees that fly around are female. The males don't fly around. They just fuck the queen all day. So, yeah.
I like to think that it's beaver bee with an enormous nutsack. So,
well, I am going to name one of our episodes. Maybe
these ball sacks.
Next episode will be called Hermaphro Beaver because I just like that. So there you go. That's the winner. Okay. Woohoo! Oh, should I do the whole with the? Okay.
How are we doing on time?
We're at the 40-minute mark, so I think we're doing okay. Well. Let's do some Joe stuff. Come on.
All right. Well, we're going to do a part two of this episode with other categories.
Yeah.
The categories are going to be, you know, obscenitized song, word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
We also have the new award that I want to give out, which is the Oliver Titsoff Award. And those are just moments that on the show where everybody laughed their tits off.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that next show. And we're also going to do intros, as throughout the year we do interesting intros. We're going to do that next show. So I wanted to give some honorable mentions for those categories.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now, we're not going to vote on these, but these are ones that are in those categories, but they didn't make the cut. They were not good enough to be nominated as one of the most outstanding. So let's start with a word from our sponsor. Didn't make the cut. Honorable mention. It is an ad for the HBO Comedy Hour.
This spring, you can watch TV, or you can watch HBO. Or, if you want to watch something on your phone while you sit in the waiting room at the dentist's office, you can watch the newest HBO Comedy Hour, featuring legendary humorist and Batman's archenemy, the Joker. The clown prince of crime is back with his lighthearted brand of relatable levity.
So I was killing this guy the other day, and he was like, "No, no, please, and I want my mommy." So I killed him some more, and he screamed and cried until I killed him to death.
This time, the Joker has the audience rolling in the aisles in their own blood as he dishes out new classics and old gems like...
What did the priest say to the rabbi? He didn't say anything because I killed him in the face with a machine gun.
Laugh until you die as everyone's favorite malignant psychopath releases poisonous gas into the crowd and spins unforgettable tales from his childhood.
Most most serial killers like myself start fires and abuse animals throughout their childhood. When I was a kid, I thought I'd killed two birds with one stone. And after the birds were dead, I killed two puppies with one blowtorch.
In this latest special, the Joker branches out and ventures into new comedy territory.
What do you call two superhero porn stars doing a Shizer film? Shatman and Throbbin.
HBO Comedy Hour. The Joker. Premiering this Sunday after Game of Boners.
What was that? I sound like fucking Scooby-Doo.
They didn't make the cut, huh?
Well, I've got another honorable mention here, if you're ready.
Yeah.
This is for best intro, and this is one where Jason was just drunk, and I thought it was really great. I think it's outstanding, but it made the top five, but not the top four. I call it Joe Inside Jason Inside the Studio. Moi fail.
Your pantalones are moi fail. Sorry, that was loud. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I stole that from Last Week Tonight with Jan Yolliver. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Just Be Cousins, episode number 132, the one about Mexico. I am Jason Mark, and in the studio with me is Joe Neal, cousin from another brother, same dancing mother, grandmother. We're going to talk about Mexico. I have about a lot of tequila today, and it shows. Just shows the right word for if you can hear it, because you can't see me. Thank God. I'm actually holding on to one of my nipples right now. I have no idea why. It just was where my hand was, and my hand closed on my nipple. Good thing I'm alone. Welcome to JVC. That'll teach you to not do intros, Joe.
Touched my heart. I just love how he just like, this is Joe inside me. It's inside the grandmother or something. It's great.
That delighted me. Yeah, I'm going to drink tequila more often.
There's a lot of buzzing going on. You guys hear that?
I think my dad's hitting a bong.
Well, another of the categories, like I said, is the Oliver Tits Off Award.
Yeah.
I just picked really funny moments where we laughed our asses off. This one didn't make the cut, but I'm fascinated by it. It's called The Falling Out. I have an implausible scenario where we have a falling out.
Okay, let me hear it.
Okay, we're playing one-on-one basketball.
Wow, already implausible.
And we're not wearing underwear. We're just wearing jeans, and our flies are down.
Okay.
And both of our dick and balls pop out of our jeans at the same time.
Okay.
That's it.
How does that a falling out? Falling out.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get it till I said it. That was fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Set him up good.
Yeah, you got me that time.
Falling. I relied on Jason to realize what the punchline was and say it out loud. So
yeah.
Happy about that one. But again, didn't make the cut. And one more category. We'll do an honorable mention. We're going to do best obscenitized songs on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And this one didn't make the cut. It's not me rewriting a song. This is an obscene original. And Gus was going to be a part of this show, but he had to go to his brother's wedding. So this will be...
Wait a minute.
This is a song about Gus. Yeah. Gus was going to be here.
Here's the honorable mention.
Suck. Gus. sucks, cock, cock, cock. Suck it, 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 gas, gas, gas. Suck it, 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 suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck
it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck
it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck
it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck
it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck
it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck
it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck
it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it,
suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, because we were out, you know, and about.
But you maintained your dignity that you were sitting on a toilet. That this wasn't a.
Yeah, well, I had to venture out and like get some paper towels and like wet them and like go take a bath, you know, or something.
Good God!
But I was able to make it out, man. And
with Joe's montages, if you'd listened to one of Joe's montages, you would not have had that problem. It would have just all came out in one huge just colon blast. Anyway, I'm okay. Which one do you want me to play first, Joe?
Let's start with a fuck montage, and this is 48 fucks in a row chronologically collected.
Okay,
here. Jason saying the word fuck 48 times.
He is a fuckass. He went there, fuckasses. That's the fuckass we're talking about here. Adam Carolla says, hey, fuckass, come on my show. Also, I'm going to degrade women. Fuck your mama's tits. You're doing tit songs and you're fuckassing the motherfucker when R2-D2 and Chewbacca were fucking each other. R2-D2's fucking Chewbacca. Fuck me up the anus is one of the best things you've done. Fuck me up the anus. It was fucking brilliant. fucking A. You're the fuckass, but I'm a fuckass too. This is good. This is meta as fuck. It's not a fuckhole though. It's just as somebody who has fucked up teeth, my fucked up teeth and or hers. The reason why our teeth are fucked up is because we got all kinds of fucked up genes. That's in our true. Background.
We're pretty mongrelized.
Incestual tooth fucked upness. The airport is really, really fucking big. There's something going on at motherfucking Denver Airport. They are way too fucking stupid. Jump 6 fucking feet in the air.
Yes.
Just because they ran really fucking fast. I don't give a fuck if he still has a Y chromosome. Fuck all you people and the first I half of like our fucking say. Podcast today. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And then I said, fuck it. I just quit Weight Watchers and start drinking Cokes again. Oh, fuck. It's bad. We finally got rid of that lead singing fucker. He was just fucking the whole band up. I could go toe-to-toe with any of these fuckers. Fuck you, Joe. You're joining you two. Bono out, Joe in. I'm really good at eating an incredible fucking amount of food. I don't want to insult these people because they're Irish and they're Canadian. I don't know what their fucking mores are. Never mind fucking society. As somebody who's probably going to blab about it on his fucking podcast until you get fucked up. And there's Christmas, the New Year's, St. Patrick's Day. And our Armistice Day, it just never fucking ends. Fuck, I invented them. When it's those really fucking long ones, we as a human race have fucked up things. Whoa, I didn't sign up for this, fucker. Motherfucking peasants with their stank, but it was me the whole time.
Jason's favorite songs for his birthday.
Truth.
There's one more fuck.
Got you, fucker. It's true. Joe indulged me on my birthday because Tool's my favorite band, so y'all had to listen to 45 seconds of 46-2, which is 48. That's a good montage, Joe, and fucking A, you're good at it.
Oh, well, thank you. Shall we do the next montage?
Yeah, so these people can vote. Just
keep moving. All right, let's do... this is a montage made of all of the different movie trailers that we made over the years, and I put them all together into its own brand new movie trailer. It's a fascinating process. Give a listen.
What's it called?
Oh, Meta Movie Montage.
In a world. In a juvenile, mentally challenged world where anyone and their mother starts delivering pizza beneath the toilet and nightmares come true. A helpful, zany little leprechaun.
The leprechaun.
With the help of some new furry friends, find
that something in the house breaks the wind through the dicks and balls and farts and shit. And before long, everyone learns the that you will find is the that is always not able to be found.
Ah, oh, Jesus. Mickey, I can't feel me fingers anymore, Lenny.
From the director of Zany Summer Flirt Fest
and the director of the smash hit
Bukkake Hurricane Part 7 comes the highest rated, most popular romantic comedy blockbuster of the year. DreamWorks Pictures presents
Largo Pictures presents
New Line Cinema presents Paramount Pictures presents
Quintuple Amputee
Butt Rapist Biker Bitches Blowing Horses with AIDS Part 18 Butt Rupture in Fucktown. Coming to a theater near you this summer. And then coming again and again in your face.
Okay. You know what I like about this show that we do, Joe? You and me, this thing, this podcast called JBC. We love it. No one else laughs, but we laugh a lot.
It's highbrow humor. Full something, spectrum.
Something. Okay, so we've heard two of your magic montages that I preloaded with telling people they were going to laugh so hard their anus was going to prolapse. What's next?
Let's do the horror montage from the Halloween show. It's called The Toilet Zone.
And Lucifer himself shows up, right? The very paragon of evil.
Satan plays the fiddle with his penis.
He's like, I can lay you out and fill your mouth with your mother's feces, or we can talk.
You can crawl over the blood-soaked bodies.
My soul leaves my body, and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Ah! I killed two puppies with one blowtorch.
They will call you evil because you will use your power to terrify and cause immense pain.
Out of nowhere, a great white just comes up, this woman swimming away, just grabs her by the leg and bites her fucking leg off.
Because a shark chewed his legs off his ass.
Like Manny DeVito stabbing you in a trunk?
Joe Pesci, that close.
His mom looks like fucking Joe Pesci.
Tim's mom, like in the place of Joe Pesci, just stabbing him over and over again, going, die, motherfucker, die, die.
Evil Chucky doll. Evil Chucky doll.
Evil Chucky doll.
A gaggle of knife-wielding Chucky.
Evil Chucky doll.
They beat Stabs and Bounder.
You are no mere psychopath. You do not create terror and dismember people merely for its own sake, no. You will terrify and torture because fear and pain are the only ways to season the meat.
Evil Chucky doll.
Bite your fucking leg off.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Joe Pesci.
Evil Chucky doll.
Bite your fucking leg off.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Joe Pesci.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Joe Pesci.
Die, motherfucker. Die, die. Die, motherfucker. Die, die. Oh, God. Yeah. Die, motherfucker. Die, die.
So I killed him some more until I killed him to death.
Flesh Eater Peter and the Raveneers!
I killed him in the face with a machine gun!
Jesus Christ.
Well, look, it's a bunch of material from our own show. What do you
think? Yeah, no, it's, I love it.
It was a mix between the Royksopp, me actually playing drums, and the Twilight Zone song.
That was you
it
playing
took
drums.
To put that together.
Wasn't that you playing
that
drums?
Yeah, that was me playing a drum set, for real.
In a song called Take It Up the Ass or something like that?
Rocking it.
Yes, and that moves us directly into the next montage. Well, there's this song called Take It in the Butt, yeah, and what I did was I made a montage of all of our buttons over the years, so just funny things that us and the guests say. And you'll see the format is you hear some drums, there's a little pause, boom, you hear a button. This is called Take It in the Button, yeah. Are you okay, fuckass?
Yeah. What? Woo-hoo.
Bubble fucking guppies.
The world is so terrible. Yeah. I hate it.
What is the fuck?
What is the fuck? Walk around the street tripping your balls off.
Douchebag, asshole, son of a bitch, motherfucker. I mean, this was a bad dude.
Tiny cocks, medium cocks, big cocks.
Super AIDS in the butt. Give me my half of the heroin bag, you old fucking geezer.
No, a
good night, sweet fuck ass.
No, a gut, a gut, a 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 no, a gut, a gut, a
there you go. Take it in the button, yeah.
Can I ask? I want to ask the chocolate white fog a question. Chocolate, what is it? White? He's white. It's chocolate.
What white is chocolate fog.
The white chocolate fog. On. I want to ask him a question, but I want to ask Tim Bate, how's Joe's drumming? Like on a scale of 1 to Neil Peart. If he couldn't.
Joe's drumming is freaking awesome. Yeah. And it makes me want to dance. So.
Yeah.
It hits me in my heart spot.
I was just telling Tim, though, under his tutelage and guidance while we were playing music together in a couple of different bands, I became a much better drummer because yeah. Tim is a fantastic percussionist.
I know we want to vote mm-hmm. on the best one, yeah, but well, I'm pretty sure I know what's going to win by landslide, and I want to start the voting with the white chocolate fog. Of the four okay. montages, WCF, which one did you like the best? Is he there?
Yeah, he's contemplating.
I'm thinking. Sorry.
Okay. No, that's cool.
I forgot. It's an audio medium.
Yeah, after no, it's
the whole
fine.
Description of imagery.
Looking yeah. at your face, I could almost hear you think. Good.
So we got 40
know,
fucks.
I really liked the farmer montage. I thought that was pretty good.
The farmer one?
The horror.
Oh, the
one.
Horror one.
The toilet zone.
The toilet zone. Okay, yeah. We got one vote for the TZ. Okay.
All right.
Dad.
What about you, Tim?
I mean, Tim. I meant to say Tim.
I was distracted. Can we hear him again? No, I agree with Ryan. I think that I like the montage too.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Danger Lee. What's your vote? I just want to point out real quick, Danger Lee, that in the button, yeah, had a lot of cowbell. So, just saying.
And I'm glad you pointed that out because I'm torn between the toilet zone and the last one there. But I got to go with the toilet zone. I'm a huge fan of the Twilight Zone, and it was just so close to it.
It was pretty much. I mean, doesn't Joe put the rod in Rod Serling? He puts the rod in. Wow.
Very good.
All right, Shags, you're the tiebreaker.
Sorry, I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going for 48 fucks because whoa. When I hear fuck ass, up the anus, meta, lead singing fucker, motherfucking peasants, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. You know, you guys know, yeah. Shags is probably the best.
Well, at one point in some episode, you said, Jason, Shags, you are the best curse or cursing to.
It's true.
I was like, yeah,
don't tell my mom.
No, it's so true. Like, my dream, when I die, it's going to be Shags versus Samuel Jackson in a mother fuck you contest. It's going to be epic.
Well, Shags coined the term assholing.
Assholing, bitches.
Stop the assholing.
Despite Shags' vote, it sounds like the Toilet Zone won, Joe. So that's our award show part one.
Cool.
We're a little bit over time, but that's okay.
That's all right. Yeah. Thanks to the PM crew. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you for what really amounts to the Louis C.K. of podcasts, because basically you guys had to sit there and watch us jerk off for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and we plan on doing this once a year.
God. Podcasting is so great.
Are we invited back?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
There isn't a one of you that can't be on the show all the time. There isn't a one of you.
No. Pretty soon we're gonna do a music episode with Tim. We're gonna bring a bunch of instruments. We'll be playing drums and guitars.
Nice.
Mama's ass.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Ryan's on the show probably like 4, 5, 6 times a year. Well, at least he was in 2019.
Yeah, I wanna up that. That guy's voice. Honestly, Ryan, if you wanna join the motherfuck off, because you got that voice. Motherfuck. I don't know how you'd say it, but it would be rich and delicious. And Dad goes without saying, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. If it weren't for that, you know, back of a Chevy Chevelle mistake you made roughly 9 months before I was born, I wouldn't be here. So thank you for that.
And thank you for creating Tequila J, Dad.
I'd like to have you on the show more often, too, Danger Lee Daniels.
And I love how he's not denying that it was a Chevy Chevelle. That's just, yeah, okay. I'm in therapy.
No, I have nothing to add.
Well, and you know what? I've decided that Shags is an honorary cousin. She's been on the show so many times.
Aww, yeah.
I'd say that I've lost count, but I didn't.
It's true.
I think this is like 22.
Oh, well, it's an honor. It's a motherfucking honor, bitches. I love you guys.
We love all you, too.
Is Shag aware of the fact that I have 42 cousins?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
We better get them all on the show.
You should really check some of them out before you join.
Oh,
the group.
No. You should check me out. I'm Middle Eastern. You better be careful.
Oh, no, it's cool. We're partners.
I would love to have them all on this show. For many of them, it would be a parole violation. And,
yeah. It's true. All right, so am I posting this show tonight, Joe, or am I posting it after the second one's recorded together?
You can post it right away. It's a complete show, but next time we're going to have the AM crew. It'll be Marcus. It'll be Tim Edian. It'll be Double Barrel Daryl. It's going to be a good time, but I'm ready to scream the Franken scream.
Well, so you've got a minute and 45 seconds before the LARC goes over. I don't want you to, you know, blow your load too soon there, Joe.
Okay.
And I'll turn up the music. Okay. But any last screams from Mr. Tim Bay, from Mr. Ryan, from Mr. Danger Lee, from the exquisite Ms. Funtime? Any last minute
any
callers?
Any closing thoughts?
Y'all, just go for it.
Fine!
Gray Google Mowgli!
I don't know what he said, but I want him to say it again.
Can we hear that one more time, Tim?
Gray Googly Moogly!
I still don't have a fucking clue what he said, but I
think
I
he said Gray Googly Moogly.
Oh, nice.
Was that from a song? Anyway. 55 seconds right. Out. Love you all. You're amazing human beings. Thank you for letting us do this, because without you, we'd just do it alone.
Yeah, it's very kind of you.
Having us over. It's awesome.
A
Here we go.
All right, I'm muting myself. Good night, everybody.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Good night.
Fart fucking your dread penis mom sandwich!
Alone boy, Jay.
All right.
Is the show over now?